No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tame,
tame it to the pilot. Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Keith of Flight Training Professionals. We are your crew today for Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. And we are at the Woodstock of Aviation, Air Venture in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. And Keith, this is your first time. It's my second. What are your first impressions?
This is fantastic. I think, you know, we go to Sun and Fun every year, but this, I think, is much, much better than Sun and Fun. Much bigger.
Well, yeah, better is not the right word. It is just bigger. They tell me that Sun and Fun is about a third of the size of Air Venture. And so far, my feet agree with them. What do you think?
So would mine. I would have to agree with that. I think you're right. Better's, you know, bigger's definitely a better word than better.
Yes. Okay. So, because, you know, it doesn't get any better than hanging out with a bunch of fellow aviators. And that's what this is. It is the Woodstock of aviation. So everybody who's anybody in the industry is here exhibiting their equipment, their wares, their planes, whatever may be. A lot of celebrities wandering around as well. Ariel from Flying Wild Alaska has been rumored to be on the grounds. We're going to see if we can track her down and get her on today's adventure, because that would be a treat for me. You know, we've already talked to Abington, who was Ariel's flight instructor on that Discovery Channel TV show, but we've never actually had Ariel yet. We've tried to reach out to her, and she's blocked us accordingly. But she is on the grounds, and I think she's wandering without security. So I think there's a good chance we'll get her.
And I'm a treat for Abington.
Okay, if you say so. She's not here to defend herself, so I'm just going to leave that one lie. But as we said,
at least my voice is.
True, and that's more than most people can tolerate. Anyway, you know, as we said, a lot of people are here exhibiting at the show. Anybody who's anybody in the aviation industry is here, and that would include our friends at Globalstar. We got Elliot on once again, Just Plain Radio. How are you, buddy?
Doing great, and I hope you're enjoying the show as much as we are.
Absolutely, always. And, you know, what's nice about coming to the show is now we have our own spot device, and so everybody can track us back on the, you know, on the website and that kind of thing, because we're using our Globalstar track or spot. Well, there's two of them, the track and the spot, right?
Well, it's the trace and the spot. Yes.
Yeah, and you can use this thing, and if you want people to know where you're at when you're flying around or wandering around the aisles of Air Venture, they can track you back on your own personal website with this spot trace device, right?
Right, and I'm just showing you now a picture of our trace to Sun and Fun from Atlanta last April, I think it was.
Well, forget about Atlanta. You could use your spot trace here at Air Venture and mark your spot where you left your car, because by the end of the day, there's a good chance you'll need it.
Yes, that's absolutely true. And we're showing all our products here. We now have our new line of telephone gear for airplanes, and we've got our Wi-Fi units and our removable phones and our new antennas being shown here. So everybody will be able to have communications and telephone service in their airplane.
Now, I believe we were speaking at Sun and Fun a few months ago, and you had a prototype of the antenna. Now this is the final, is that the final thing, maybe?
Yeah, this is the final prototype. You know how that goes.
But, yeah.
No, we believe we're about a month from STC now, and this one will be STC'd for light aircraft, Part 23, non-pressurized, and the other one will be for pressurized aircraft and jets about 3 to 6 months from now.
There you go. So you can mount this on your airplane, and then that'll be your antenna for your sat phone. You just plug it into the console, and you'll be good to go. Or you just take a Globalstar 1700, which is what I did with Captain Clay when we were flying over the Caribbean, and start making, like, drunk dial calls from 11,000 feet. You could do that, and you don't even need the antenna. It'll still work in certain applications, right?
Well, yeah. If you don't use oxygen, you can do the same thing from 18,000 feet.
Yeah, well, oh, true, true. They thought I didn't have any oxygen by some of the voice mails I was leaving, but you know, I was just giddy that I was able to connect with everybody from the airplane. It was very nice.
Yeah, and we've got some other cool things happening on the data side. The people over at the CSC Duets booth are now showing an app that they've developed for us that will actually work so that you can get weather maps and everything through CSC Duets right in your aircraft while you're flying. And then, of course, we've got the new Lockheed Association so that our trace and spot units can be put on file with Lockheed, follow VFR flight plan, and they'll be tracking you, and if anything goes off course, or they'll be reminding you to close your flight plan, whatever it takes.
Very nice. Now, I know you guys are running a couple specials. We're going to talk about those in just a bit, but we're going to talk about the SatFi unit, which is really cool because it kind of takes your satellite phone to a new level as far as connectivity with other folks in the area. Am I right?
That's correct. We've packaged the phone, the data equipment, in a single box that up to 8 people can connect to and use their smartphone for the communications. So that you can do your telephones from your smartphone, your email, some data applications, and it's all in one little box.
You know, this is the first time I've actually been able to put my hands on one of these things, and it is very portable. I thought it was a lot bigger, you know, looking even online. I thought it was a bigger unit, but it's actually, I don't know, what, 7 inches, 8 inches across, maybe square, 2 inches high, and very light. So it's this could be very applicable in your plane as well as on a boat or any other application where you want to share your satellite phone service with other folks, right?
Yes, it is very portable. It has multiple electricity requirements, not requirements, but options. For instance, you can put it in 110 and 12, 28 volts DC. So pretty much anything you're either flying or boating in or whatever, you'll be able to just take this with you, whip out your smartphone, and all your guests could use it, and it's available for you. And you can receive calls, too. And what I was just going to add that the best thing about it is that you just have a regular phone number with, like you would on your smartphone.
Right. Yeah. And so, you know, that's one thing people have said to me, like, well, Greg, when I go flying or I go down on my boat or whatever the case, I want to be disconnected. I don't want to be reachable. The trick to this is that you have an off button or you still have voicemail. So you don't have to answer any phones you don't want, correct? You just say it takes maybe a little bit more willpower.
Yeah, you know, we found out that people are finding it harder and harder to get away from their phone. So we're making it available, but sometimes you just want to turn them off and just watch the blue sky go by.
Yeah, you got your spot trace, and you don't want the missus to know where you're at. There's an off button on that, I believe.
Well, I don't want to talk about it.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a self-destruct button, something, one of those. Okay. But yeah, right now there is a special going on. I believe it's like through the end of September or something. Is that right?
Right. We have a number of different airtime plans. And starting with our 100-minute per month plan, we're actually giving the telephone unit away for free.
Very nice. So you're basically, and we're not talking a major commitment on the airtime either. This is very similar to what you do with a cell phone deal, right? With one of the major providers of cell phone service.
Yes, we're using the same model, and the minimum plan is $65 a month, so it's really not that burdening. And then you get the actual 1700 phone for free.
Yeah. You might as well just replace your cell phone with this. You could,
but you would still have to have a shot at the sky to use it.
Oh, well, that's true. Okay. But, hey, we're pilots. We can do this fairly easily. So, good stuff. Well, let's talk about flying, though, Elliot, because okay. I know you're a big pilot, and you're based where, usually?
I'm based at PDK in Atlanta.
Yeah. So, okay, and actually, I just flew in from Atlanta, and you're asking, but, yeah, we're based out of Orlando, so that's your home base of operations.
Correct. And I'm a flight instructor, and I have ATP in both helicopter and airplane. And for a while, I was doing DPE duties for helicopters in the Atlanta area.
Very nice. Now, what do you think about this whole Air Venture thing? You didn't fly your own private plane into here, I'm guessing, did you, or did you?
This is actually the first year I have, and it's an annual right now, and I think they held it a little bit earlier this year than normal. And so it's down in at Columbus Aero Services in Columbus, Georgia, getting its annual.
But typically you would fly in.
I have for the last 20 years.
Yeah? Do you have any issues with it? Because a lot of people are a little nervous about flying into a major event like this. If you've done it so many times, I'm guessing it's old hat. You have no issues.
Well, actually, I do. I don't come right into Oshkosh. I either go into Appleton or one of the Fond du Lac, one of the feeder airports.
Okay, all right. So you take a little side trip there and then just rent a car and come in, yeah. Which is actually still very, very convenient.
Yeah, they have buses and all kinds of transportation, and they close for the air show for a good part of the day, so it gives you a lot of freedom if you go to one of the other airports and just decide to leave.
Would you recommend that for most folks listening right now, if they had the option to fly their plane in, should they fly in?
Everybody has their own set of criteria.
Only if they have a Globalstar satellite phone or Spot Trace, I'm guessing.
If they do that, I'll run out and meet them at the runway and hand it over to them.
Well, there you go. That's what we're talking about. That's the great customer service you can expect from our friends at Globalstar. All right, we got more coming up from Air Venture in Oshkosh, Wisconsin next.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and Flight Training Professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Attention pilots, stay connected while off the grid with the Spot Gen 3 satellite GPS messenger. Right now, get a Spot Gen 3 for half price. The life-saving device every pilot needs is 50% off. No matter where you go, the Spot Gen 3 allows you to contact your family, friends, and emergency personnel with just the push of a button. Go to findmespot.com/plane to learn more and get 50% off. Spot Gen 3, 3,500 rescues and counting.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Watch the sky.
I like to spike with pain, and music is my aeroplane. It's my aeroplane.
We're back here on Just Plain Radio at Air Venture 2015 in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Greg, your co-pilot. Keith, your instructor. We are your team to navigate the latest aviation news and information for Air Venture. You having fun or what?
I'm having a blast.
And I know you're really having fun now because you're hanging with your better half in the aviation world orally or something. Or I don't know. How does that work?
I think it's just audible, not orally.
I think that's what I said, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
Abington from the Abington Watch Company is with us. How are you, Abington?
I'm doing excellent, Greg. How are you?
I'm swell. You having a good time here at Air Venture or what?
This is my 7th Oshkosh Air Venture. I always have a wonderful time. It's different every year, and I can't not keep coming back.
Absolutely. Now, you are not only, you know, exhibiting at the show with the Abington Watch Company, and we're going to get to that in just a bit and actually talk to one of Abington's customers here at Air Venture, but you're camping and taking in the whole aviation lifestyle thing with our buddy Jim. Is that right?
Totally. And if you're going to camp, camp with the Folsoms.
Is that right? Jim, are you the head camper here at AirVenture as well as Sun and Fun, as we have proven in the past?
I suppose I just sort of fell into that role. People seem attracted to my wife and the possibility of spending time with her.
Well, a lot of people are attracted to his wife, but we don't want to go there too much more than we already have. Do we, Keith?
Well, you know, we won't tell Jim about it, that's all.
Oh, is that okay? That's how it works. But Jim, you've been doing this show for how long? You've been to AirVenture how many times now?
This is actually my seventh. My first was in 2008. I missed 2010, which apparently was Splash Gosh, and it was awful wet, and I didn't miss much, I guess. But I've been here the last 5 years in a row.
Yeah. Smokey being his better half, Deb, and she is a hoot. We'll find her later and talk to her as well. But has Abington been a good campmate?
Oh, yes. She's been delightful.
Yes, if we can only capture those facial expressions on the radio, it would be gold, I tell you. But he's a gracious host, isn't he? I mean, he's a good person to just hang out, share a few, airplane stories, flying stories after the show is over, I guess, right?
He nicknamed me Witch because he thinks I would look good in a witch costume for Halloween. So he calls me
Witch. I totally see it, Jim. I'm with you there. Yeah,
you can see the pointy black hat and
Green skin, the whole thing.
I can see that, and it sounded like a perfectly good reason why I would call her Witch, didn't it? She bought it hook, line, and sinker.
Exactly. Okay. So, where am I pretty or something? You'll have to work on that, Abington. I don't know what would have caused such a comment, but it's, what is it, alcohol-induced, you think, or what?
Most likely.
Yeah, I would guess so. Yeah, that happens sometimes here when they're not flying. All right, so you've wandered the show, you've camped, you've taken the whole thing in. What's been the highlight for you so far?
The Night Air Show was the best Night Air Show I've seen yet, and I've seen that show multiple times, but on Wednesday's Night Air Show, it was amazing.
Yeah, and so they repeat that on Saturday, I believe, and that will be, is it the same exact air show, or do they kick it up a notch, or do you know?
Well, to be honest, I mean, like I said, I've seen the Night Air Show before, but I didn't see it that good. Wednesday night just blew my socks off, so I hope they repeat it on
it. Did they end it with the big carpet bombing thing that I saw last year? So they did that Wednesday night, and then they do it again on Saturday. So we're going to witness Saturday night's extravaganza, and we'll cover that accordingly on the show. And that'll be Keith's first time here experience that. I saw it last time. But when they blew up everything and carpet bombed the airstrip and everything, I was out by the car and I still felt the heat. So,
and you soiled yourself a little bit.
Well, thank you for reminding me. But yes, I did bring an extra pair of shorts with me this week just in case. But it was an amazing thing to see. So they did that on Wednesday. They do it on Saturday. And so far that's been the thing that stood out the most, other than your gracious host, Deb and Jim at their campsite.
That's very true.
Yes. Now let's talk about what you're doing here at the show. You're obviously exhibiting the watches, and do you have some new product you're showcasing here for everyone as well, or what?
Yeah, I have three new watches that I'm introducing at the show. Our Marina Dive watch got introduced last month in June, and then Catherine came out in February, so this is the first time a lot of people are seeing Catherine. And then I have a secret watch that I can't announce yet because it is going to be released in October, but people can see it here. We're just asking they don't take any photos and post it on social media.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So it's named the Greg or something? Is that what it is, or the Keith?
The Keith.
The Keith, of course. Yeah, I'd say. But you can't touch it, can't see it, you can't feel it up or whatever.
Well, you're just jealous, Greg.
Yeah, I am, as well as every other dude. But what are you going to do? All right, so Abington, you have some friends and previous customers here with you today, too. Who is this?
I do. Right when you guys came up to visit me, Kelly, who I have known for many, many years, came up, and she has her Abington watch box with her. So I'm guessing she's going to be talking to me about her watch, but... Yeah, I have known this woman for years.
Kelly, what do you do in aviation? What are you?
Well, I work on a lot of the CAF airplanes. I turn wrenches on those, and then I also am backup wing walker for Greg Shelton Air Shows.
What? Get out. Wait a minute. So you're an aviation mechanic, and then you walk on wings?
Well, I'm not an AMP. I don't have my license, so I'm...
You just do it illegally? Is that what you're saying?
Illegally. There's always a monitor. I always make sure my work is checked. But
right, right. No, you're talking about the mechanic stuff. I'm talking about the wing walking.
Wing walking. No, that's not illegal either.
That's not illegal. Do you get a certification for that, or it's a crazy kind of thing?
Yeah, they do check your level of crazy. After that, there's no certification, but you do...
You're not certified, but you're certifiable.
You are. You are indeed certifiable. They check on that first, and then you find a wing walker to train you, who's willing to train you and teach you how to...
Well, what goes into wing... I don't even know how to say it. Like, it's so crazy. Wing walking. How do you train for that?
Prayer.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. I totally... Have you ever done that, Abington?
No way.
Is it on the list?
No.
Sure. You're going to live vicariously through Kelly.
Yes.
Okay. So the training that you got from your instructor, wing walker, then how'd this happen? They had an accident and you fill in? No.
Mm-mm. As far as when I fill in, it's just if they're not feeling well or if they have another appearance they have to make and I have to fill in for that. But, yeah, training, tight grip.
A fifth of Jack Daniels or something? No.
Never.
Never,
afterwards.
Of course. Afterwards. And then it comes back into the extra pair of shorts oiling yourself, Jim. Yeah, so how did that happen? Just was it a dare or something?
No, I was a really shy kid, and I was obsessed with the steerman, and I was watching documentaries and reading everything. And I kept seeing these things about wing walkers, and I'm like, those ladies were really brave, and I want to be brave like that when I grow up. And I kind of made it a goal. Talk to people and become wing walker. Two goals. Met both of them.
That's just what you do in your spare time. In between fixing airplanes.
Absolutely.
So you're a certified mechanic, and I'm guessing you're one of a small group, or is there a lot of female mechanics? I don't know. Excuse me. Those cheese curds kind of set with them the wrong way. Yeah, that happens in Wisconsin. What are you going to do? Anyway, as we were saying, are there a lot of female mechanics like yourself, or are you a small elite group, you think?
I'm seeing more and more of them, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Do you like getting dirty and greasy and that kind of thing? That's just your thing or what?
Yeah, that's the best.
Well, that's my kind of woman. Yeah, God bless you. We'll see. You never know who you're going to run into here in the aviation world at AirVenture. These are just a few of our friends that we've come across. We got many more people to talk to, and that's coming up next on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
And welcome back to Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, and Captain Keith here at AirVenture in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. You're having a good time, right?
I'm having a blast.
Time to hang with the real people here at the show. You know, we've talked to some of the exhibitors at AirVenture, but we've actually moved over to the vintage area where we found Smokey, which is Jim's better half. Smokey, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
You've been having fun at AirVenture once again, right?
Yes, we've found a lot of really cool airplanes.
Something you want to buy?
I would like a Waco, and then when I'm done with the Waco, a Staggerwing would be fine. A Piper Cub would be fine for the backyard. A 172 to learn how to fly, and a 195 just for something to do.
But you want a Waco. You already have a Waco with Jim, your better half, but you would like a Waco.
Yeah, let's hear what his list of what he wants is.
Jim, what would that be? A young 25-something thereabouts?
Oh, no, I don't need a 25. I've got the equivalent of at least two of those already.
Is that okay with you?
That's fine. I'll take any aircraft we can get.
Okay, that's what he was talking about. Of course he was. See, that's why they've been together for so long. But, Jim, you've had a good time here at the show, right?
Of course.
We're in the vintage aircraft area.
Yeah, it's my favorite place to be.
And you found some folks here with you from how?
We were riding by on a golf cart, and I just began admiring his aircraft, and then we came over and started visiting and made friends. So we decided to come down and loiter by them again today.
Well, what's your name again?
Hey, I'm Kyle Wolf.
So tell me about this particular plane.
We've had it about 10 years, 1954 Cessna 170, B model. We think round tails are pretty sexy, so, you know, that's why you got to either have a 195, a 170, something in the vintage area.
A little junk in the trunk never hurt on many levels, right?
Yeah. Well, everybody likes round tails, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. I think so, yeah. Have you done any modifications to it since back in the day, or what?
Not a lot to this aircraft. It's got some additional things have been added to it. But we just try and keep it in good working order and try and fly it and go places and enjoy it and make new friends, like this year at Oshkosh.
And where are you from originally?
We're from Owatonna, Minnesota, south central Minnesota.
So that was how long of a flight into AirVenture?
It's only a couple hours for us.
This is kind of an annual trek you guys do for the show?
We do. Years ago, we drove it for the first time, and the worst mistake we ever did. So we've been flying in. Everybody's afraid about flying into Oshkosh, but it's a pretty straightforward event. Plan ahead, you know, read the NOTAM, and it's a great experience, and everybody wants to rock your wings, you know.
And we got more coming up from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, next, right here on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
How soon can you land?
I can't tell.
You can tell me I'm a doctor.
No, I mean I'm just not sure.
Or can't you take a guess?
Well, not for another 2 hours.
You can't take a guess for another 2 hours?
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on and fly with me. Let's fly away. They say, come fly with me. Let's fly away.
And welcome back to Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Keith from Flight Training Professionals. FTPros.com is a website to go to and learn how to fly with him if you'd like. Or Ed, he's back home while we're at AirVenture in Oshkosh, Wisconsin today. You know, talking about all the cool new gadgets you can put in your plane. And we're with our friends from 4Flight right now. Angela is with us. Angela, welcome to Just Plane Radio. How are you?
Hi, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, no worries. Now, you loving AirVenture? Is this a new thing for you personally or what?
It's not my first Oshkosh rodeo. I, in fact, came here as a kid with my dad, and I've experienced the under-the-wing camping thing. So it's certainly been a part of my life for a long time and had the great fortune to get a career in aviation and be able to still come. And it's a lot of work to come work a show, but it's also a lot of fun come here and see old friends and see customers year in and year out, and it's a really great time. And this year, it's just a phenomenal crowd.
So. Yes, it is. The weather's been spectacular all week, and yeah, the crowd looks really good the day we're here as well. And I'm guessing now that you work for 4Flight, though, you've graduated from under the wing camping to a real hotel or something, or what do they do for you there?
Yeah, we actually rent houses.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, I think half of the residents vacate the town during Oshkosh, and they will rent out their homes and welcome EAAers and all the vendors into their community, and works out really well to be able to go back to the house, hang out together, maybe cook a little dinner.
Very nice. That's what Keith and I are doing. However, the homeowner doesn't know we're there. You hear what I'm saying? But that's a whole nother story that we shouldn't really bring up on the air. But anyway, Angela, let's talk about 4Flight and what you guys have been showcasing here at AirVenture, actually leading up to AirVenture. I mean, it seems like there's a new update for 4Flight every other week or something with some cool new feature you guys keep adding. I mean, this is cutting-edge stuff. I mean, just looking back from 2 years ago, what 4Flight has become now and what it was then is just miraculous. I don't know how you guys keep coming up with this stuff. I guess it's something to be proud of, right?
It's a pretty amazing team. You know, we can be a bit fast and furious, and we've always, you know, the list is long of things we want to accomplish, and the different tools that we want to create for pilots to flight plan easier, have a better in-flight experience with our moving map and having in-flight weather and other information. And like I say, the list is long, and so every day the developers are in there working, creating new features. And
I'm thinking if I wait a little bit longer on my flight training, Keith, that 4Flight will literally do it for me, and I won't have to do anything. Am I right?
Well, that's what you're waiting for.
Yeah.
You know, how do you prioritize that long list that you have, how do you say, well, this is what we're going to work on first, and no, this is going to have to wait? Because I'm sure they're all pretty high up on the priority list.
Yeah, there's it's an ongoing discussion, and we're always based on a lot on customer feedback. So, you know, here this week at the show, we've been collecting a lot of feedback from folks, and that definitely gets, you know, we take that back to the team to evaluate, and, you know, many things we hear multiple times, and so each of those gets another tick mark next to the to that item, and we definitely consider that in our product roadmap. It's not always an easy choice, but, you know, we're balancing resources and our vision and our customer's vision, and so...
Yeah, well, and I got to say, you know, we talked about this on the show a couple weeks ago, with this announcement of working with Garmin now and having ForeFlight interface with, the, you know, the G1000 or all these other cool Garmin things that are out there. That seems like a game changer from my perspective. Is that how you guys are looking at it as well?
Yes, that was a pretty exciting announcement, and that was one that was hard to keep our lips sealed on that one. We were very excited to deliver that news, and this announcement is hopefully the first of a long-term relationship with Garmin, and just expanding to more features, and like I say, bringing that a better planning and in-flight experience to our customers. So Garmin is a part of actually a broader initiative that we have, and it's called ForeFlight Connect. And so that creates a platform where different partners, either portable or installed avionics, can communicate with the iPad and deliver information to ForeFlight Mobile. So on the one hand, you mentioned some recent announcements that we've had. So we introduced the next generation of Stratus, which is our portable solution.
Right.
And so that's available here at our booth to view.
And what are the upgrades for that one? What new elements in the upgraded Stratus, or Stratus 2, right?
So the new generation, we have two models. So there's the 1S and the 2S. And there are new features from the old generation that are new in both units. So they both deliver the ADS-B free broadcast weather that's out there.
Right.
So they both will display weather on your iPad and also traffic. The Stratus 2S also has a built-in AHARS, which will drive pitch and bank for our backup attitude view and synthetic vision views. And this 2S also now has a pressure sensor. So if you're flying pressurized aircraft at higher altitudes, there is a built-in sensor that will sense the cabin pressure. If it gets beyond a certain parameter, then it will give you an alert to that.
Wow. Did you know this, Keith? This is news to me. I didn't know about that part.
I did not know about that part either. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
You know.
So it's all these extra safety features you guys keep throwing in there, and the only way you find out about this is if you listen to Just Plane Radio or go to ForeFlight's website and stay up with the newsletters and stuff. Am I right?
That's right. That's right. It's ForeFlight.com, and folks can also sign up for our newsletter and stay abreast of all the new releases and all the new features. Our in-house weather scientist has also been very busy. Scott Dinstead, he's a former National Weather Service meteorologist, and he's come to us and works with us full-time to really enhance and build out our weather pre-planning tools.
It's pretty amazing technology. And I want to go back to this Garmin thing, though, because to me, when I looked at that announcement, that was kind of like having Windows and Macintosh come together. Was it that kind of a thing for you guys, too, or no?
It felt that way a bit, and I think that was the reaction from many folks in the industry. Very exciting to be able to do that right before the biggest GA show of the year.
Sure. How long will it take to actually see this out in the market, you figure it out?
So current technology today with the Garmin integration, if you have ForeFlight Mobile 7.2, which is our current version, you can connect through the Garmin Flight Stream. And they have two models of that, the 110 and the 210. So that's the box that connects through Bluetooth. So that's their gateway box to creating that little wireless network that will talk to the panel. And right now, it's if you have a GTN, so 650, 750, or a GNS Navigator, 430, 530, it will talk to receive position data. So you'll see your own ship right on our movie map view using Garmin as the source for that. Their 210 Flightstream 210 also has a built-in AHAR, similar to Stratus, and that will drive the pitch and bank view in our backup attitude. In addition, if customers have a GDL 84 or 88, that will also deliver the ADS-B weather and traffic. So it gives folks another avenue for having that great backup in the cockpit with weather and traffic and other features.
When will it actually be required in flight training, Keith? Because it's very close to being a necessity in the real world, but in flight training, I haven't quite caught up yet. This has to be coming, you think?
Well, yeah, I think it is coming. And you know, it's hard at this particular point to say, you know, you need to buy an iPad if you don't have one, and you need to use 4Flight. But we highly recommend everybody to use 4Flight, and we have for the last couple of years.
And I'm guessing the official word from 4Flight is, yes, please do this. Is that right, Angela?
I think you've got it right, yes.
They're taking over the world, let's face it. But it's a good thing. It's making pilots safer and making the experience more fun. So we can just get out there and enjoy the activity of flying, right?
Yeah, and we're all pilots too. You know, I'd say at least half of our entire pilot support team, the folks that are there responding to your emails and your requests for help, those folks are all licensed pilots. Most of them are CFIs as well. And we've got at least half the company who's in one phase or another of either flight training or having license already. So we're out there using the product and
living the dream and making it available to the rest of us for sure. All right, cool. Thank you, Angela, so much for being on Just Plane Radio. We got more coming up from Air Venture in Oshkosh, Wisconsin next, right here on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
With Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
To know me is to fly with me. This is where I live.
Fly away, fly away. That's how the bird can take us away.
And welcome back to Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along. Captain Keith, we are at Air Venture in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and I have finally ran into the girl who's inspired me to learn to fly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ariel Tweedo from Flying Wild Alaska. How are you?
I am great. Now I'm even greater, though, now that I know I inspired someone, so thank you.
Yeah, well, you know, you can look at it as inspired or to blame, you know, so. And people that know me would go for the latter, Ariel.
Oh, okay. Man. Come on, friends.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, we're good friends with Abby Washington,
yes.
who was your flight instructor on the show. And I've been talking to her for the last year, saying, hey, we got to talk to Ariel. Because when I was doing my flight training, Ariel, I was watching your last season of Flying Wild Alaska. And I'm like, look, if this girl can do it, surely I can do it.
I've heard that so many times. Everyone's like, look at you. If you could do it, I'm like, thanks. I'll take it as a compliment, I guess.
Yes, it is a compliment, even though I have not lived up to your example, have I, Keith?
No, so we know that Ariel can do it, but Greg still cannot.
Well, I can.
Have you soloed yet?
Yeah, of course I soloed. Not in Alaska, but...
Have you passed your check ride?
No, I haven't done that. I had to do a solo three-airport flight and a night flight to cross country and a check ride, and that was it. And then I stopped.
Oh, come on. You got to get back on the wagon.
You know, when they took your show off the air, I lost my inspiration.
So now it's my fault?
Yes. That's one of the many excuses I'm going to stick to for now. Yeah. That and the third-class medical, and I don't know, I'll come up with some others, right, Keith?
Well, you always come up with something, but this is definitely the topper of them all so far.
Yes.
That you're going to blame it on her.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she's a young
poor
kid.
Poor Eskimo girl.
Yes,
in
exactly.
Middle of nowhere, Alaska. You got to blame her.
Yeah, no, but that's not where you're hanging now, is it, or what?
No. So I spend most of my time, well, I pay rent in L.A.
Yeah.
I haven't really been there in, like, I'm never there. And so I've been hopping around the world, basically, for the last, like, 3 years. And I'm working on a new show called The Tweedo Show.
Tweedo Show.
Yeah. It's a new, like, Anthony Bourdain meets Dora the Explorer meets, like, I don't know, like...
Bachelorette or something?
No, definitely not The Bachelorette.
None of that's going to be in there.
I was telling him, no roses or jacuzzis for this one. I don't want to do that. I just, like, I love meeting people. I love traveling. I like getting thrown into situations where I'm sort of like the fish out of the water. So I could sort of explore and be curious about things. Because, I don't know, there's so much out there. And I feel like I've only seen so little. So that's my, like, mission is just to explore the world and, like, learn a lot and meet cool people and do adventures and get scared, because it takes a lot for me to get scared, so I want something.
Yeah, you grew up around polar bears and stuff in Alaska. How scared could you possibly get?
Not much scared than that.
But you're still flying, and that'll be a part of this new show, hopefully.
Yeah. So whenever we go into remote, like, places around the world, I'll get to borrow a plane. Hopefully, if people out there have a plane, let me know. And then, then I'll fly in, and then we'll go shoot it. But in other places, I'll be flying commercial. It's very interactive. People get to vote where I'm going. There'll be competition, so then they could come on the trip with me. So it's going to be really fun.
Yeah, so are you shooting a pilot, pun intended?
I knew you were going to say that. No, we don't actually have to shoot a pilot. We got...
It's all done.
Yeah, so me and my friends just went out on a limb, and we're like, we're just going to find a private investor and then go shoot it ourselves. So there's a group of like five of us.
But no chance we're going to see you on Survivor or Big Brother or any of that kind of stuff.
Maybe. I'm never going
to
say never to anything.
Yeah, because you can do this. You handled that whole show on your own pretty much, didn't you?
I wouldn't go that far, but I don't know. I like
family's not here, so you can throw them under the bus.
I did the whole show by myself.
So does that mean you're saying you're not going to say never to roses and jacuzzis or what?
There's a large, large possibility that I might say no, but I'm not going to say never.
Very nice. In this new show, hopefully it'll show up, in the next year or so?
Yep,
if we're lucky.
Probably the next couple months, and then we're going to talk to, like, Discovery International. We have some big things coming, and then I'm working on a cartoon.
Cartoon? What do you mean?
Everyone that I meet there, I was like, you have to do animation, because I guess they think I'm cartoonish, and so I'm like, I guess I'll do that too.
What the heck?
Yeah, so...
Put it in the mix.
Yep. Eskimo Who's Superhero.
Whoop-hoo. Sweet. I don't think that's ever been done, so why not?
No, it hasn't. Like, if you look on TV, there's a lot of stuff about so many different cultures, but there's nothing really about, like, Eskimos or, like, Inupiaks, and so I'm like... Might as well start now.
Yeah, I watched the show. I didn't know anything about Eskimos, but they seem like normal people after I watched your show.
Yeah, that and eat stink flipper.
And eat what?
Stink flipper. It's a flipper of a seal. So one of our episodes was about stink flipper, and I get that question more than anything.
Stink flipper.
Yeah, it's a flipper of a seal. You bury it underground and wait for it to ferment, and then you eat it.
You know, I vaguely remember that. I think I blocked it out for mental reasons. You know what I'm saying? But that's just me.
Yeah, my dad can't even be in the same room. Like, he won't go near it.
But you like it.
Botulism, just staring at it.
But you're okay with that.
Yeah, I don't mind. I love it.
That may explain why she hadn't had much luck with the roses and the kitchigoozy thing.
That probably has a large...
Just saying. I don't know. I doubt it. No, it's not possible. But are you going to school and stuff, too?
Yep, I'm 27, so I went to school when I was, like, 18 to whatever. But I went to Chapman. I studied TV and film production, so that's me and a friend started the show. So we were the ones that pitched it and went out there. But
and you're working on your instrument rating now, too.
Yep, I'll be doing my instrument rating with Jason. I can never say his last name, Shapaport.
Okay, I'll go with that. And so if people want to find out what you're up to, where can they go, Ariel?
You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and everything's Ariel Tweedo, at Ariel Tweedo.
Oh, that's easy enough. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure to... Well, it's always a pleasure to see her on TV. Now we saw her in person, and she actually acknowledged our presence, so that was very nice.
Oh, yeah, of course. Fine-looking gentlemen like you guys.
It's radio, of course. She can say that and get away with it. Cool. Yeah. Ariel, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have fun at Oshkosh.
Indeed we will. Ariel Tweedo, real nice girl, and she's just like she is on the TV show. Very bubbly, very fun, and accommodating to our crew, obviously. So much, in fact, that not only did she do that little interview with us, she recorded a fun little Just Plain Radio ID.
Hi, my name's Ariel Tweedo. You may remember me from Flying Wild Alaska on the Discovery Channel. You are listening to Just Plain Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Well, Greg, I got my ticket, so what the hell are you waiting on?
Okay, maybe she's not quite as sweet as I initially thought. But regardless, we appreciate it. That does it for our coverage at Air Venture in Oshkosh. We got much more to talk about next week, so make sure you join us. And in the meantime, don't forget, you can email us anytime, info@justplainradio.com. Also, if you go to the justplainradio.com homepage, right there on the right-hand side, there's a tab that says Get on the Air. You can actually record your comments, questions, and whatnot right there. We might play them back right here on the show. Till next week, remember, there's no better high than learning to fly.
Just Plain Radio is brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plain Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlainRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plain Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plain Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at justplainradio.com.